I understand that you guys are part of the foster care system from hearing you guys talk and your stories. What do you think needs to change with that to make it better even for kids to, like, to where, you know, they need, like, housing after 18? It's not so much as a youth, because we all know as after 18, foster care is not there. So what do you think needs to be done past that point there to make foster better?
I think not just taking kids anywhere because you need somewhere to put them.
What about you, Brian?
Personally, my opinion, I feel, or I think that it should be another facility aside of the children's service or foster care or whatever to help older, because, you know, when you turn 18, you're grown, but 21, you're legally grown. And people don't understand that when you're, even when you turn grown, 18, 21, you still need help. You know, it's you can't just throw them out here and throw them with people, you know, because so many things and so many people are messed up in the world nowadays, you know, and alone. And you really just, you got to be careful who we send our youth with and who our youth is encountering with, because, like I said, anything could happen. Anything's possible, you know. And I just feel like they should have, like another facility or like some type of home or like some type of group home to help those youth that's just now transitioning out of foster home. Because I was one of those people, and again, being unstable and trying to receive treatment was one of my biggest flaws. This reason took me backwards.
You know, I'm glad you actually brought that up, because I was talking and thinking, you said that the treatment center that when you was in Chillicothe, mm-hmm. you felt safe there. How did you actually feel safe there, knowing it was just like a jail, basically, you could say, for youth?
That's a good question. Okay. Honestly, the one main thing I could say was, again, I'm going to run back to it, because a lot of people had similar experiences I did. You know, at a point in time, I was not comfortable. I was going to speak. I was going to isolate myself as I was doing. But one day I went to this group, and they had this little treatment group thing. And they was like, hey, man, you should come on, man, and just, you know, just come listen, you know. And
yeah.
And I listened, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. He went through the same thing I went through. Or, oh, wow, okay, that's respectful. You know, I could respect that, you know. And it just kind of made me more comfortable, more, you know, comfortable to the point where I'm like, hey, I like to share my story, you know.
So you like the structure that it gave you, would be the key word.
I mean, I guess I could say that, but it was more that I could relate to these people like they could relate to me, which helped me along the way. Because if whenever problems broke out or occurred, I could help them just like they could help me. You see what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Right.
All
right.
Hmm. So, Rebecca, what did Youth Move do for you and for the people out there? What would you say that Youth Move would do for them, in your opinion, and what did Youth Move do for you?
I think a lot of youth that come into Youth Move Ohio don't have a whole lot of self-confidence, because obviously they've been pushed down their entire life by various things, people, places, whatever. So I think a lot of it is just giving people confidence and giving them a voice and letting them know that they can advocate for themselves.
Angela, what are some of the most difficult challenges people face when they're in Youth Move Ohio?
There are things that are going on right now that are very confusing for youth. You have two categories, as far as I can see, that of youth that we work with. We have youth that Rebecca explained that are isolated and struggling, youth that Brian explained that are homeless and don't have other resources or support systems, and they don't have access to that. So one of the issues that we look at is access, knowing where support systems are. How do you qualify? What's the eligibility for those services? We see a lot right now going on about the opiate addiction and also other substance abuse addictions going on. You see it a lot on TV, but who do you actually call to receive those services? So there's sort of an information gap about needing services and knowing where to get them. At the same time, there's also a trust gap between youth who have been heavily system involved and they feel that the system hasn't worked for them, and having to come back and ask another system for support. So absolutely, we see a lot of youth who have some intimidation of the system and maybe some mistrust of the system, that they have to get to a point where they are willing to put themselves forward to ask for help and support that they need. One of the things we talk about in the Youth Move State Leadership Council are all of these heavy topics that have been touched on today. Brian, Rebecca, Braxton, you know, we've all had this conversation. It really comes down to, there's a lot of things that our youth, especially the multi-systems youth, have to deal with and overcome. But trauma and lived experience, you can only live that for yourself.
Right.
You can't take away someone else's pain or trauma.
No.
But you can be a positive influence and a force to help them move forward through that trauma, and also to understand that you can come out on the other side of that and be able to lead a really healthy, productive, active life among peers where you can be supportive. And I think that's the key to the formalized training for the peer support. But I think that's what really the core of Youth Move does, is to let you know we can't take away your lived experience. We can't change what's happened to you, but we can be supportive of you as a peer and help guide you through the process to become healthier and stronger.
I'm Braxton. I want to thank Rebecca and Brian from Youth Move Ohio and Angela, Youth Move Ohio Director. If you want more information, go to youthmoveohio.org. This is Braxton at WSU Public Media.